be taking a team that's undefeated.
I think the record just says to me, personally, that you know what the message I'm relaying to our offense when I'm on the field, the offense, is that they play sound ball. You know, so we got to play sound ball. It doesn't mean that they're better than us, because you never win a game on paper. You never win by looking at a record. It's all about who goes out there and who's the most physical team. And that's what we expect. You know, we expect to do that, and we expect to battle. Are they a good team? Yeah, I think they have one of the best defenses in the NFL. I think it's going to be the best defense we play this year. So, yeah, they got a tough team, but we're very tough too.
Having said that, when you look at the films of the defense, do you say to yourself, I can get them here, I can get them here, I can get them over here? Are you making
absolutely. I mean, that's not really me. You know, I try to help and add my little input in to Coach Olson like I do every week, but we have a phenomenal game plan. It's going to be a fun game, and we're excited.
Care to share with us?
Absolutely not.
Terrell, you're passing from the pocket against San Diego. I saw a breakdown of the numbers, and they were pretty much off the charts in terms of completion percentage and hitting guys. You know, since you got here, people have questioned your ability to throw the ball consistently, and you stood in front of us even a year, much as a year ago, and said, "Hey, I can do this." Do you feel vindicated in any way over the way your passing percentage is now, the way you're throwing the ball?
No, because I mean that's you guys' job. You know, like, I don't look down or say, "Hey, you guys used to say this." No, that's your job. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys haven't seen me play. Mm-hmm. You know, and have I gotten a lot better? Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot better. You know, I did a lot of work, and I'm still continuing to get better. And on this next bye week, you know, after this game on Sunday, I'm going to go back to my trainer, my technician, so to say, and I'm going to get some more work in. You know, it's a nonstop progression, you know. And it doesn't really catch me by surprise that it's happening, because I know, I appreciate the progress that I'm going in, you know. And I'm not happy, you know. I'm mad that I missed a lot more balls that I should have had, you know. And it's just so much room for improvement, you know. And if, do you want to show that you can do it, you know, that you can lead the team? Absolutely. So to answer that, you know, it's just you got to respect the progression and respect the people that are critiquing you, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, that's all it's about, just getting better.
Seems like
it's helped you out the most since the end of last year, since the last game last year till you got to camp when it seemed like things, you know, clicked. Was it
I think
working with Tom House, with Clarkson, or is it just you?
I didn't work with Clarkson, but I think the three people is Coach Olson, number one, and Coach DeFilippo, Coach Flip, and Tom House, definitely, and his trainer Adam DeDux. Them four guys, you know, they help me, you know, try to get to the place that I'm at right now, you know, and to continue progress, like I said, and getting better at that, and working on things that each of them have a little part, you know, that they see, that things I need to work on. So it's good, you know. I just mix it in, you know, and I just keep working on little parts, you know, because they all know what they're talking about.
But was there a point along the way where it kind of, you said, I've got it now, everything's in place, or footwork, the accuracy, mechanics, everything?
Well, the first time, I'll share this with you guys, the first time I went there, they said they had Tebow there, and he was working with them, and he said he was ready to go. You know, Tebow looked great. You know, he was throwing the ball great, and wasn't missing anything, you know. Then they said that he went to camp, you know, and he went back. He reverted back to himself, because when bullets are flying at you. And that was the main thing, is how hard are you working at your craft, you know, to make sure that you, in your mind, it just stays there, you know. And that was my key. That's the only thing I was worried about. I was like, I hope when I get to rushes, people are rushing me, you know. I hope I don't go back to the old thing, you know. So I'm very proud of that, you know. I'm very locked in, and that's definitely something I'm proud of.
Has that part been gradual? Was there time early on when you did find yourself reverting? I mean, is that still work in progress?
No. The thing about it before, you know, like I told you guys, is that, you know, when I miss throws, you know, like no one's perfect. You know, you're always going to – there's a lot of guys that will miss throws in practice, games. You know, it just happens. But when I miss, you know, I know exactly what happened, you know, and I'm like, all right. You know, it's either I'm missing because, you know, I'm reading the body wrong on the receiver, or he cuts off on me, or maybe I thought something else was going to happen, you know. And I believe that I can throw the ball anywhere, anytime, and I can make any throw right now. So, you know, and if I miss, you know, I know how to fix it the next time if it comes back, you know. So, and the biggest thing, too, is short-term memory. You know, when you do miss it, you don't get down on yourself. You know, you kind of talk to yourself and say, all right, let's go, next play.
I'm guessing when you were younger, you pretty much could beat people on physical ability. At what point did you realize the amount of work it would take to get to this?
I think physical ability still helps me quite a bit. You know, there's a lot of plays I made this past Sunday and even before, you know, the pass games, you know, this season that I had to make off pure ability, you know, and that's just – I gotta thank God for that. You know, that's pure ability, you know, God-gifted ability, and that's something that makes me that helps the team, you know, the plays I could create with my feet and extending plays and things like that. So I got to appreciate that and understand I got to protect myself as well.
When you first got here, did you know how much you needed to learn about the position and the mechanics of the position, or is that only clear now in retrospect, now that you've learned some of those things?
Are you saying
like how far – did you know how far you had to go when you first –
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you, especially coming to this league, you know, there's so many different things to learn, you know, defenses, pressures, you know, there's so many things you have to have an eye for. And I think the main thing is that every day I'm trying to find a way to get better, you know, and I knew that coming in, and it didn't catch me by surprise, you know, because I'm a guy that stays late and leaves late. I mean, comes in early and leaves late, you know, so I just know to play this position and how great I want to be and where the places I want to help take the team. I know that I have to be sharp and I have to keep learning, you know, and keep experiencing and keep on, you know, just getting a feel for the game, because you can never stop learning at this position ever.
On some of your scramble plays and some rollouts, it seems like maybe you could have run for 5, but then you pass for 10 or 15.
Yeah.
Have you found that your wideouts are getting better in tune with where they need to be for you to be able to make those throws? Have you seen improvement from what they're doing in plays like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Denarius, he's starting to get a key on it. You know, he's starting to get a feel. Marcel's doing a great job. I think Rivera, I saw him converting back to me a little bit on a ball I hit. I think I actually just ran out of bounds, but I saw him on the way, but I couldn't see what was backside, so I didn't want to force it. I see guys working, you know, and they know, you know, defenses are going to cover things up. So they know that if things are covered, you know, on my progression on the hat, on the field that I decide I choose, they know that they have to start working with me, and I think they're getting a feel for it.
Have you found that you've been able to take maybe one extra beat to maybe throw where maybe – a couple weeks ago, you might have tucked and ran. Has there been a little bit more space in there, or?
You talking just in terms of? Do you think I'm getting? Am I getting a better feel for it? You're saying?
Yeah, just like a better feel for when you still have a chance to pass versus when you just need to go.
Yeah, I think I'm still feeling that out. There's a couple times, especially in this past game, and I mean, in the past too, that I could have took off, you know, and got down and got some yards, like maybe on first and second. So. I definitely, on first and second down, if that happens, I need to be aware that if I don't have a throw, don't throw it out of bounds. Maybe just go and get 2-3 yards, you know, and stay on schedule. And I think that'll help our offense overall, because you always want to stay on schedule first and second down. You always want to gain some type of yardage, you know, especially against this team. This team, I think 7-10, I think the completed passes is like 5 out of something crazy. They're number first in the NFL, so we have to stay on schedule versus team.
What are the keys? Guys like Brady has talked about how he remembers all the guys who were drafted ahead of him and uses that as motivation. Do you use the fact that you went to the third round of the supplemental draft, all these teams passed up on you, is that motivation for you? Or
Man, I'll just tell you what, like, I got a bond with the team, with my coach, the coaching staff, you know, and they definitely showed belief in me. So all I want to do is just play well for them. I want those guys to keep their jobs, you know. And right now, the position I'm in, I kind of have the keys to it, you know. I need to – so it's on me, you know, in a way, you know, to lead the offense and the defense. They're going to do their part. I think we have probably one of the best defenses in the NFL to me. Personally, so I just got to do my part, you know, and understand that it's very important.
Yeah, I know it's only Wednesday and you still have to go to Sunday here, but just to see your running backs back involved, that you beat the Chargers kind of shorthanded to get guys healthy, is that an encouraging sign for what you guys can do?
If I had the sidekick D-Mac with me, man, we'll be good to go, you know. Definitely with the 1-2 punch with Jennings, you know, and Marcel doing a little bit, so, but I'd love to have D-Mac playing with me. I'll take a lot of load off me, and you know, and then the guys will be guessing, you know. But Jennings does a great job too. I thought he had a great game.
When people talk about Alex Smith, talk about his efficiency and his managing the game, not turning the ball over. Those are also things I imagine important to you. Things that you take pride in yourself.
Absolutely. I think I'm a little more risky than him. You know, I don't. Just from watching him, you know, he does his thing, and that's him. I just go and play ball, you know. Whatever I see downfield, I'm going to take a shot, you know. I'm not going to – I don't know exactly how. I know they get a lot of check downs, you know. There's 36% or something like that. The passes is to the running back or something like that. So if that's efficient, I guess, if that's efficient, you know. But – we want to try to be explosive, and we want to try to attack. That's all I want to do. I want to attack. I want to put the pressure on them, and I think that's we just got to keep being aggressive like that.
You also got to turn the ball over. You're doing a good job.
Oh, absolutely. You got to take care of the ball. And like I said, this defense is pretty good, you know. So it's gonna be a good test, you know, to see if we can keep on not turning the ball over. They're first in the NFL on a lot of things. Starting their offense, starting. On the plus side of the field, they have like 20 of them. Some of the numbers, like weird numbers like that, is just it's crazy. So they're playing good football.
What does the fact that the team cut Matt Flynn on Monday and is now going all in on you? What does that tell you?
Nothing really, you know, because they gave me the job back in the first regular season game. So I'm just going to carry on the same way, you know, try to dominate, try to be the best player on the field, like I said before, and just try to lead the offense to help the team win. I mean, I can't think of it any other way. I just got to keep trying to dominate and try to be the best player on the field.
So does it really take, you know, the elephant out of the room, so to speak?
By the way, I really appreciate Matt. You know, he helped out an awful lot while he was here, and we definitely appreciated him while he was here. You know, business is business. But to answer your question, I think it was what it was. You know, I don't think there was any debate about it. You know, I think it was pretty set in stone what it was. So I don't think it was any elephant.
Having tasted some success, are you seeing defenses approach you any differently? I'm wondering specifically if they seem to be respecting your passing ability a little more.
Absolutely. And no matter what they're playing, you know, you don't really know if they're respecting it, but you could definitely tell in a way, you know, from the first start. You know, I think the first game, guys, they didn't really know what to expect, you know, and and then, you know, they went and watched in the preseason of me throwing against Chicago, and you're like, hey, this kid could throw it, you know. So I think, but also we have a lot of unscouted looks, you know. Every game I went into, I watched all the film I possibly could, you know, pretty much on opposing teams and the defenses. And we're not really seeing a lot of the same looks because a lot of teams are playing me different. And we're pretty much going into the game trying to get all and practice getting all types of coverages and stuff. And you just don't know. I don't know. And it's definitely a big time reaction for the whole team. And it's something we enjoy, you know, because we want to know what's going to happen. You know, we want to know how are you going to stop us. And so it's something we enjoy. And I just think we got to keep starting fast. I thought we started fast and we kind of slowed down, so we got to pick that up. And this is going to be a great game. I'm excited.